وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى، باب صلاة التطوع. This is chapter 9, voluntary prayer. صلاة التطوع. Inshallah, we're starting from hadith. Hadith 289. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى ركعتي الفجر اضطجع على شقه الأيمن. رواه البخاري. Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lay down on his right side after praying the two rak'at, means voluntary prayer, of the Fajr. Reported by Al-Bukhari. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم الركعتين قبل صلاة الصبح فليضطجع على شقه الأيمن على جنبه الأيمن. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وصححه. ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said if any of you prays the two rak'ah before the down prayer he should lay on his right side. Reported by Ahmed, Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, the latter greater it sahih. In these two hadith and other hadith, Jazakallahu khairan, based on these two hadith and also other hadith, Hafidh Ibn Hajar didn't mention, some of the people of knowledge so say it is sunnah to lay down after praying the two rak'ah of Fajr prayer, the sunnah to rak'ah Fajr prayer, and before the iqama, to lay down to the right side. Because Prophet ﷺ used to do, as in this authentic hadith in Bukhari, and also because the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded the Muslimin to do so based on this hadith. And there are also other authentic hadith in this chapter. And some of the people of knowledge, they said, no, it's not the sunnah. It is not the sunnah, but the Prophet ﷺ used to do that because of praying night prayer. And he tired, and before he entered the Fajr prayer, he ﷺ used to lay down for a rest. And they say there's other authentic hadith showing that he, Aisha radiallahu anha, said, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he finished the tahajjud, she said, if she is awake, he used to talk to her. But if she is not awake, he used to lay down on his right side. And some of the people of knowledge, like Shaykh Sami Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, it is sunnah for the one who prayed the night prayer. The one who prayed night prayer, to lay down to the right side. Some of the people of knowledge said, should be done in the house, not in the masjid, because Prophet ﷺ, he did that in his house, not in the masjid. And the people of knowledge from the Sahaba time, Tabi'een, the A'imma al-Arba'a, they differ in this issue. They differ in issue in this issue. And this hadith, which there is the command, even though Imam Tirmidhi, he make authentic, Shaykh al-Albani, the same, but some of the people of knowledge, like Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, they say it's weak. This hadith which shows the command, they say it's a weak. Al-Muhim, so Prophet ﷺ used to do that. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no question on that. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to lay down to his right side after he prayed the two rak'at before Fajr prayer and between the iqama. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to do that in his house. So doing so, it is sunnah for the one who prayed the tahajjud, as the opinion of Shaykh Sa'im ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and others. In the next hadith, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الليل مثنى مثنى فإذا خشي أحدكم الصبح صلى ركعة واحدة توتر له ما قد صلى متفق عليه وللخمسة وصحاه ابن حبان بلفظ صلاة الليل والنهار مثنى مثنى وقال النسائي هذا خطأ Nari ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the night prayers, meaning the voluntary prayers, are two rak'at, meaning in pairs. And if one fears the dawn prayer is due, he should then offer one rak'ah, which will make what he has prayed an odd number, agreed upon. The Khamsa reported it, and it was greater sahih by Ibn Hibban with the wording the day and the night prayers are two rak'at, meaning in pairs. And Nasa'i said this is mistake. But in this authentic hadith, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that the night prayer should be performed in this way, which is to pray two rak'at. Person continue praying, but if he fear that it will be the dawn prayer might start, the fajr might start, then he complete his salah by praying a witr prayer to be odd number for him. Some of the people of knowledge who are the majority, they use this hadith as a proof that the night prayer doesn't have a limit. Then prayer doesn't have limit because Prophet Sallam, he said night prayer is two rak'ah. If one of you fears that the dawn prayer is due, he should then offer one rak'ah, which will make what he has prayed an odd number. So if someone, we know that the Isha, that night prayer starts right after Isha. So if he pray two rak'ah, Prophet Sallam said he prayed two rak'ah, he can continue until he fear that it is time for the dawn prayer. There he pray an odd number. And some of the people of knowledge, like Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, they see that night prayer shouldn't be more than 11 rak'ah or 13 rak'ah. Because of a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ never pray more than 11 rak'ah in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. In Ramadan or outside Ramadan, he didn't pray ﷺ more than 11 rak'ah. Also the Shaykh, he said, and that is the way the Sahaba used to pray. They used to pray, he said, 11 rak'ah. And as for this hadith, he said the Prophet ﷺ didn't talk about the number of prayers But he talked about how to perform the salah. How to perform it, which is two rak'ah. That is the origin. Otherwise, Prophet ﷺ, sometimes he combines 7 rak'ahs, sometimes 9 rak'ahs, sometimes 5 rak'ahs. Na'am. The majority of the people of knowledge, again, they say the hadith that Prophet ﷺ didn't pray more than illa man rak'ah. It is not a proof for the prohibition of praying more than that. That just mentioned the action of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ didn't say don't pray illa man rak'ah, more than illa man rak'ah. He didn't say any hadith, but that's how he prayed. Sometimes illa man rak'ah, sometimes less than that. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't limit. That's what they say. And they say this hadith is a proof for the unrestricted number of night prayer. And as for the Sahaba, they say it is authentic that they pray 21 rak'ah. And it's authentic from Sahaba that they pray 21 rak'ah. Sheikh Ahmed Najmi, rahimahullah, when he was answering to Sheikh Al-Albani, who disauthenticated more than 11 rak'ah from the Sahaba, he said rather the narration from Sahaba, which says they pray 21, is more authentic than the one saying illa man rak'ah. And the Sheikh, he mentioned those ulama who authenticated it and why he saw that the illa man rak'ah, the 2-1 rak'ah is more authentic than when it comes to the chain than illa man rak'ah. No doubt that the Salaf al-Salih, A'im al-Arba'a, Imam Ahmed, Imam Malik, and others, their time, Salah used to be performed more than illa man rak'ah in Makkah, in Medina. And in a way, some of the people of knowledge said it's Sheikh Albani rahimahullah who considered innovation before him. Even though someone told me that the Sheikh's opinion, his last opinion, is not to consider it bid'ah, innovation. But he said it is the sunnah is illa man rak'ah, wallahu a'lam. Al-Muhim is an issue of fiqh. والله أعلم. In the next hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل أخرجه مسلم. نار أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most excellent prayer after that which is obligatory is the late night prayer, means the voluntary prayer reported by Muslim. So the best salah after the mandatory prayers is the night prayer. It's the night prayer, especially the last part of the night. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the worldly sky and says, who is asking forgiveness to forgive him, who asking to give him, who is repenting to accept his repentance. That is the best time. So even if you are not able that long prayer to stand that night, Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Uthaymeen said, why at least 30 minutes you don't do it? Why at least 30 minutes before the Fajr prayer? وعن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الوتر حق على كل مسلم من أحب أن يوتر بخمس فليفعل ومن حب أن يوتر بثلاث فليفعل ومن حب أن يوتر بواحدة فليفعل رواه الأربعة إلا الترمذي وصححه ابن حبان ورجح النسائي وقفه. نارد أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نارد أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said الوتر prayer is a duty upon every Muslim. So whoever likes to over it with 5 rak'at, let him do. Let him do so. And whoever likes to over it with three, let him do so. And whoever likes to over it with 1, let him do so. Reported by Al-Arba'ah, except At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban, graded as Sahih authentic, and An-Nasa'i held that the stronger view is that it is mawquf, saying of a companion. This hadith is authenticated by many ulama, including Asir Mesh al-Hibban, Sheikh al-Albani, and others. And it shows that night prayer is haqqun, is something right. Some ulama, they use this word in this hadith as that night prayer is a mandatory, the Hanafiya. But it's highly recommended, the night prayer. It's highly recommended, but not a mandatory. And how to perform? In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ mentioned that you can either pray 5 rak'ah, you can pray if you want instead 3 rak'ah, and even if you want, you can pray just a 1 rak'ah. You pray Isha prayer, you pray the 2 rak'ah after Isha, and then you pray night prayer, 1 single rak'ah. And this is authentic from some of the Sahaba, like Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. 1 single rak'ah. So if you pray the 2 rak'ah of Isha, you can pray 1 rak'ah. How many it takes? 3 minutes. You are considered someone who prays something from the night prayer, who pray a night prayer. If you make it 3, 5, 11, 13, and based on majority of scholars, no limit. Some of the people of knowledge, like Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, as for the one who is elongating the recitation, it is the best, it is the way the Prophet ﷺ did, he should pray 11 rak'ah. But as for the one who is not elongating the recitation, then he should make a lot of sujood, a lot of ruku', so he prays more than 11 rak'ah. وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ليس الوتر بحتم كهيئة المكتوبة ولكن سنة سنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه النسائي والترمذي وحسنه والحاكم وصححه ناري بن علي بن أبي طالب ما الله be pleased with him. The witr prayer is not obligatory as the prescribed prayer is, meaning the daily prayers, but it is a sunnah which was established by the practice of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai reported, who graded it Hassan, good, Al-Hakim graded it Sahih, authentic. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قام في شهر رمضان ثم انتظروه من القابلة فلم يخرج وقال إني خشيت أن يكتب عليكم الوتر رواه ابن حبان ناريل جابر بن عبد الله may Allah be pleased with him Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed during the month of Ramadan he led them then they the Sahaba waited for him on the following night but he didn't come out and he said I feel that the witr prayer might be prescribed for you reported by Ibn Hibban. So in this hadith, that Prophet ﷺ, he led the Sahaba the night prayer in his masjid. The hadith got collected by Bukhari, that was 3 nights. Then he ﷺ didn't come out a night they were expecting, and the masjid was back up. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam come out to them in the Fajr time and he told them that he knew that they waited him, but he feared that the witr prayer may be prescribed for him, for them. It may be mandatory on them. And that's from the kindness of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah. So Prophet sallam, he didn't led the Taraweeh, but the night prayer after that, until he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Then the same thing Abu Bakr time, then same thing the beginning of Umar time, and then a night, one of the nights, Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Muslimin who are praying night prayer in the masjid, but not having a general imam, not having one imam, they praying behind him. Rather, someone is praying by himself, someone with two, someone with group. And he said, it would be a good idea if he would have gathered them and make them pray behind one imam. He liked it. And he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did that. He commanded them to get together and order Ubay ibn Ka'b to lead them. And he come out another night doing what he ordered them. And he liked it. He liked Umar, and he said, Ni'matul bid'ati bid'atu hadihi. What a good innovation is this. And this is authentic from Umar. And so to pray the night prayer collectively in the masjid is sunnah. It's a sunnah. It's from Sha'air al-Islam. To pray night prayer collectively in Ramadan in the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we are commanded to follow the sunnah of Umar radiallahu anhu, and no one from the Sahaba, especially Uthman, Ali, Khulafa al-Rashidin, opposed Umar. Rather, everyone accepted. So it's sunnah. Some of the innovators, they use the statement of Umar, what a good innovation is this, that it is permissible to have innovations in Islam. They say, because Umar said, that's good innovation. And Prophet ﷺ, they said, was not used to pray. Abu Bakr was not used to pray. It is Umar who started it. So it's a good innovation. Ulama al-Sunnah, they answer to that. First, that is not, it's not innovation, because it is the Prophet ﷺ who led the Taraweeh, who led the night prayer, his Sahaba in his masjid. And he only left out of fear to be prescribed. After the death of Prophet ﷺ, the revelation stopped. So that fear is not there. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he renewed the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar was mulham radiallahu anhu. He renewed what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to do, but he left in order so less the ummah, the collective praying in Ramadan, not to be mandatory on them. As for the statement of the Umar, good innovation, the ulama, they say Umar was Arabic speaker. He was Arab, radiallahu anhu, Qurayshi. And bid'ah, linguistically, is something new. So it was new to the people of his time, Abu Bakr, his time. But not that it's new to the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one who did that. And he liked to do it. But he left it, and Sahaba, they like it, but Prophet ﷺ, he left it for a reason. Also, what Umar did is a sunnah. Umar radiallahu anhu, himself, he did that, he ordered, the Sahaba, they agree with him, it's ijma', it's a consensus. So, and we are commanded to follow Khulafa al-Rashidin. Especially Abu Bakr and Umar اقتدوا بالذين من بعد أبي بكر وعمر to follow Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنه and خلفاء الراشدين and in general the companion of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is not proof for good innovation. There is no good innovation in Islam. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says كل بدعة ضلالة. All innovation as astray is misguidance. How then somebody who is not a prophet come after that and says there is good innovation? طيب وعن عبد الله بن بريدة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوتر حق فمن لم يوتر فليس منه أخرجه أبو داود بسند لين وصححه الحاكم وله شاهد ضعيف عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عند أحمد نارل عبد الله بن بريدة may Allah be pleased with him from his father Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم نارل عبد الله بن بريدة تابعي أو صحابي بريدة الصحابي أو أبو عبد الله السم he said the صحابي بريدة رضي الله عنه said the witness is a duty so he who doesn't offer it is not one of us He said the Messenger of Allah وسلم, said the witr is a haq. So he who doesn't offer it is not one of us. Reported by Abu Dawood with a layin, with a weak chain of narrators. And Al-Hakim graded it sahih authentic. The above mentioned hadith has shahid supporting narration which is weak. Reported by Ahmad from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على 11 ركعة يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي ثلاثا قالت عائشة فقلت يا رسول الله أتنام قبل أن توتر قال يا عائشة إن عيني تنامان ولا ينام قلبي متفق عليه وفي رواية لهما عنهما رضي الله تعالى عنه كان يصلي من الليل 10 ركعات ويوتر بسجدة ويركع ركعتي الفجر فتلك ثلاث 13 نارل عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't offer more than 11 ركعات during Ramadan nor during other than Ramadan. He offered 4 rak'at. Do not ask about their beauty and length. Means it's beyond description or imitation. Again, he would pray 4 rak'at. Do not ask about their beauty and length. Then he would pray 3 rak'at. 3 means rak'at of witr. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I said, O Allah's messenger, will you sleep before you pray witr? He said, O Aisha, my eyes sleep, but my heart doesn't sleep. Agreed upon. And another narration of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, he used to pray, means Rasulullah, 10 rak'at, means of prayer, and making it witr by 1 rak'at. And he used to pray the 2 rak'at, meaning the sunnah prayer of Fajr, so that it become 13 rak'at. So in this hadith, the Prophet didn't pray more than 11 rak'ah in Ramadan and other than Ramadan. Actually, there is another authentic hadith that he prayed 13 rak'ah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, excluding the 2 rak'ah of the sunnah. But Sheikh al-Albani sees that those 2 rak'ah was 2 rak'ah of the after Isha. Sheikh ibn Baz says 13 rak'ah. Al-Muhim. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 13 ركعة يوتر من ذلك بخمس لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها نارير عائشة الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنها الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray 13 ركعات during the night offering a witr out of that with 5 and sitting only during the last of them agreed upon. This hadith, Prophet ﷺ used to pray 13 rak'at. يُوتِرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِخَمْسٍ. And these 13 rak'at, he ﷺ used to pray 8, then 5. 5, he doesn't sit these 5 rak'at except the last one. That 13 rak'at. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فانتهى وتره إلى السحر متفق عليهم. عائشة رضي الله عنها said Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم offer witr prayer means in different nights at various hours extending means from the Isha prayer up to the last hour of the night agreed upon. In this hadith that you can pray night prayer anytime from right after Isha to before the dawn. But again, it's better to pray last part of the night. وعن عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم من الليل فترك قيام الليل متفق عليه. Narrated عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Abdullah, do not be like so and so. Prophet said, he named somebody for Abdullah. He said, do not be like so and so. He used to be awake in the night for prayer and then gave it up. Don't be, oh Abdullah, do not be like so and so. He used to be awake in the night for prayer and then gave it up. So this hadith is a clear proof that it's blameworthy somebody not to pray night prayer, especially the one who used to pray. The one who used to pray. Because Prophet ﷺ, he is warning Abdullah ibn Amr to do the same thing. Even he named. He said, don't be like that person. He used to pray, but he doesn't pray now anymore. And it's night prayer. وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتروا يا أهل القرآن فإن الله وتر يحب الوتر رواه الخمسة وصححه ابن الخزيم narrated علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said O people of the Quran offer witr prayer because Allah is witr, Allah is one and love is witr, reported by الخمسة. Who are these خمسة? Do we remember? Ibn Hajar said خمسة. If you say خمسة, five, he mean who? Bismillah. أحسنت بارك الله فيك. So this is the way the Sheikh, if you say five, reported by four, he mean Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the four Sunan, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah. In this hadith, oh Abdullah, don't be like so and so, that sometimes backbiting is allowed. It's allowed. Because Prophet ﷺ, he talked about that man at his absence. And that's a warning. So when there is someone who is not doing well, or someone is committing sin, and to warn against him, to say to the people, don't be like that. Don't be like him. Be careful. It's allowed. It's allowed. وعن علي بن أبي طالب وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا متفق عليه. Narrated ابن عمر رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said make the last of your prayer at night witr means an odd number agreed upon. So last rak'ah of your salah to be at number. وعن طلق بن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا وتران في ليلة رواه أحمد والثلاثة والصحابة بن حبان. أنا رأيت طلق بن علي رضي الله عنه I heard Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying there are no witr prayers during one night. Reported by Ahmad and Al-Thalatha and Ibn Hibban greatly is sahih. So in this hadith that there is no two witr in the same night. Don't pray two witr in the same night. Yes, you make your witr last part of the night. But if you fear you may not wake up, then pray your witr in the first part of the night, sleep. If you decide to continue to pray, to wake up and pray, pray but not add number, even number, two rak'ah, two rak'ah, two rak'ah. So you don't pray two witr in the same night because of this authentic hadith. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوتر بسبح اسم ربك الأعلى وقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي وزاد ولا يسلم إلا في آخرهن ولأبي داود والترمذي نحوه عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها وفيه كل سورة في ركعة وفي الأخيرة قل هو الله أحد والمعوذتين. Narrated أبي بن كعب may Allah be pleased with him Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم recited in witr prayer Surah Al-A'la in the first rak'at, Surah Al-Kafirun in the second rak'at, and Surah Al-Ikhlas in the third rak'at, reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawud, and Nasa'i, the latter added, And he didn't say that taslim means salutations except in the last rak'ah of them. In this narration, Prophet ﷺ, he recited the witr prayer, which last three rak'ah. The first rak'ah, Sabbih ismi rabbika al-ala, and the second rak'ah, Qul ayyuhal kafirun, and in the third rak'ah, Qul huwallahu ahad. And he prayed all of it together. So he didn't make taslim out in the first two rak'ah and then pray one. Rather, all three in one tashahud, in one tashahud. Not like Maghrib, two tashahud, one tashahud. Because the Sahabi said, وَلَا يُسَلِّمُ إِلَّا فِي آخِرِهِنَّ. And he said, didn't say the taslim except in the last rak'ah of them. And Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi reported something similar from Aisha radiallahu anha that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite surah in every rak'ah. And in the last third rak'ah, he would recite قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ and Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. So this is another way. Prophet sallam, he prayed that last third rak'ah. In the first rak'ah, he recited سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى. In the second rak'ah, he recited قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. In the third rak'ah, he recited three surah. قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So do one of these two ways. Also, sometimes Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he prayed the three rak'ah, he prayed two rak'ah, he taslim out, and he prayed one rak'ah. So doing this different way, you apply the sunnah, and you get ajr, and you memorize the sunnah. So one night you pray three rak'ah together. First rak'ah, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, second, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى, second rak'ah, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, third rak'ah, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Another night you pray you pray first rak'ah in سَبِّحْ اسْمَ, and second rak'ah, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, third rak'ah, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالنَّاسِ. One night you pray all three rak'ah together, you only make taslim in the last rak'ah, and one night, which is the most of the case, you pray two rak'ah taslim out, then one rak'ah separate, and then taslim out. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا, رواه مسلم. ولابن حبان من أدرك الصبح ولم يوتر فلا وتر له. Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, the Prophet وسلم said, offer witr prayer before it's morning. Offer witr prayer before it is morning. So before the morning, before the dawn starts, pray the witr. And the hadith we pass that night prayer is two rak'ah. If one of you fear the dawn, he should pray one rak'ah, make an ad number for him. And Ibn Hibban has, whosoever reaches the dawn and he didn't pray, offer witr, then there's no witr for him. So after dawn, don't pray witr. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نام عن الوتر أو نسيه فليصلي إذا أصبح أو ذكر, رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي. Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever oversleeps and misses the witr or forgets it should pray, means when he awakes in the morning, or when he remembers, reported by Al-Khamsa except An-Nasa'i. In this hadith, if you oversleep or you forget and you didn't pray night prayer, that it's legislated for you to make up your night prayer and pray the daytime. And Prophet ﷺ, he did that, alayhi salatu wasalam. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف ألا يقوم من آخر الليل فليوتر أوله, ومن طمع أن يقوم آخره فليوتر آخر الليل, فإن صلاة آخر الليل مشهودة وذلك أفضل, رواه مسلم. نار جابر رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if anyone is afraid that he may not get up in the later part of the night, he should overwinter in the first part of it. And if anyone expects to get up in the last part of it, he should overwinter at the end of the night. For prayer at the end of the night is witness, means by the angels. And that's preferable, reported by Muslim. So now, if you're afraid that you may not wake up, then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, pray witr, pray your night prayer, last the first part of the night, means before you go to sleep, so you don't miss the salah. But if you expected you wake up, then delay it, because that's the time the angels are witnessing, and that's better. And if it happened, you thought you may not wake up, and you pray, but you wake up, then pray also. But don't pray another witr, another odd number. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا طلع الفجر فقد ذهب وقت كل صلاة الليل. الوتر والوتر كل صلاة الليل والوتر فأوتروا قبل طلوع الفجر رواه الترمذي. Narrated Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ said, when the dawn breaks, then the time of all night prayer, including the witr, is over. So observe the witr before dawn, reported by At-Tirmidhi. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى أربعا ويزيد ما شاء الله رواه مسلم. Narrated عائشة رضي الله عنها, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray four rak'at in duha prayer. An increase means the number of rak'at as much as Allah will, reported by Muslim. So this is another salah, the salah of duha, the salah of duha early of the day, after the shuruq to the before dhuhr, before the waqtul manhi. وله عنها أنها سئلت هل كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى قالت لا إلا أن يجيء من مغيبه. وله عنها ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي صلاة الضحى قط وإني لأسبحها. In another narration of Muslim from Aisha radiallahu anha, from Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, did Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to offer the duha prayer? She replied, no, unless he come back from a journey. In yet another narration of a Muslim from her, Aisha radiallahu anhu said, I have never seen Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam offering duha prayer, yet I offer it. Though this hadith and the two preceding, it seem to contradict one another. They, however, indicate that duha is a voluntary prayer, as confirmed by the hadith scholars. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلاة الأوابين حين ترمض الفصال. صلاة الأوابين حين ترمض الفصال رواه الترمذي. ناري زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the prayer of those who are penitent, those who go back to Allah a lot, is over when the young winner camels feel the heat of the sand, reported by At-Tirmidhi. In this hadith, that the best time to pray Salatul Duha is that time, is when the sun heats the sand. So the small camel, a young winner camel, feel the heat of the sun. الله أعلم, it's around 10 a.m. 11 a.m. or after that. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الضحى 12 ركعة بنى الله له قصرا في الجنة رواه الترمذي واستغربه. ناري أنس رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever prays 12 ركعات of دحى Allah will build a castle for him in paradise, reported by At-Tirmidhi, who gray is gharib, reported by a single narrator. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها the sunnah of the two rak'ah, the origin of salah duha is two rak'ah. But also four rak'ah was narrated, Prophet did 8 rak'ah the day he captured Makkah, he conquered Makkah. And salah duha is highly recommended. It's highly recommended. And from the benefit of it, it suffices there's authentic hadith that we have 360 joints and there is charity on each of it every day. The sun rises. 2 rak'ah of duha is sufficient. So 2 rak'ah of duha is sufficient. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيتي فصلى الضحى 8 ركعات رواه ابن حبان في صحيحه. نادى عائشة رضي الله عنها Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم entered my house and prayed 8 ركعات of duha prayer reported by ابن حبان in his صحيح. So that chapter was about the voluntary prayer, whether it is the 12 rak'at of the day, the 2 rak'ah before Fajr, and 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah after Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah before Asr, 2 rak'ah before Maghrib, 2 rak'ah after Maghrib, 2 rak'ah before Isha, 2 rak'ah after Isha, night prayer, Salatul Duha. Shaykh Sami Taymi, he says, Prophet ﷺ, the salah he used to pray day and night used to be 40 rak'at, around 40 rak'at. Babu Salat al-Jama'ati wal-Imamah, chapter 10, prayer in congregation and the al-Imamah. An Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Salat al-Jama'ati أفضل من صلاة الفذ ب27 درجة متفق عليه وله مع أبي هريرة ب25 جزءا وكذا البخاري عن أبي سعيد وقال درجة. This is about congregational prayer, praying together. نارد عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the prayer offered in congregation is 27 degree more rewardable than a prayer offered by a single person agreed upon. Both Al-Bukhari and Muslim have also reported through Abu Huraira 25 degree means more. Likewise, Al-Bukhari reported from Abu Sa'id al-Qudri he صلى الله عليه وسلم said the word darajah means degree. So in this hadith, that the congregational prayer, the salah you pray with the jama'ah is better than one you pray by yourself, either 25 times or 27 times, depending on. 27 times or 25 times. So one salah, for instance, Isha prayer, you pray by yourself at your work, and the one you pray in the masjid, the one you pray in the masjid is better than that one 25 or 27 times. So that's in the masjid. Even though whether it's in the masjid or outside the masjid, the congregational prayer is better than the individual prayer. The mandatory prayers. Salatu al-rajuli ma'al-rajuli azka min salatihi li nafsi. So even if you can't make to the masjid, you are home, for instance, you are work, try to pray with somebody. Yes, it's not like if you are in the masjid, and that ruling is for the male. As for the female, it is the opposite. The salah they pray in their home is better than the one they pray in the masjid. And the opposite also is the sunnah. The sunnah prayer for male, they pray at home, is 27 times better than the one they pray in the masjid. Sunnah prayer. For the Women, both the mandatory and sunnah, is better to perform in their own homes. But if there is a reason to go to the masjid, then it's legislated for them. Therefore, the female companion used to pray in the masjid with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. One of the benefits of this class is how many times you say salam, you send salah and salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. How many times? صلى الله عليه وسلم. One time you do it, Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم do that for you 10 times. من صلى عليه صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليها بها عشرة. But it's very important when we say in sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember what the meaning is. Wallahi, you increase the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're making dua for him alayhi wa sallam. You're asking Allah to praise him. You're asking Allah to give peace to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of knowledge said, asking Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking Allah to give peace to his messenger, means the messenger himself and his religion. Because so you're making dua for the Prophet. Each time you're making dua for the Prophet. And rather there is hadith, Al-Bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu wa lam yusalli alayhi. The Bakhil. What is Bakhil in English? The stingy is one who, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my name is mentioned at him and he didn't say salah to me. So what are you losing if you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muhaddithun are those who make salli of the Prophet the best way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each hadith they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the way the Sufiyyah they do. Sufiyyah, they have their own salli. Yes, they have their own way to make salli. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for the Prophet, not asking the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with them, making dua for them. The ulama who died, rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy upon them, making dua for them. Those who are alive, hafidahullah, hafidahum, may Allah protect them, making dua for them. So, the angel Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Prophet Musa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or alayhi salam, making dua for them. So you make dua for the angels. You make dua for the prophets. Prophet Muhammad, you make dua for him. Prophet Isa, you make dua for him. The Sahaba, you make dua for them. The people of knowledge, you make dua for them. Your parents, you make dua for everybody. There's also no asking them. No asking them. They need dua. That's why you make dua for them. And you get ajr too. If you make dua, you get ajr. If you say, Allahumma ghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, you get hasana on every believer. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, hafidhahullah, he always used to repeat, al-mawta yud'a lahum wala yud'aun. الموتى يدعى لهم ولا يدعون. He keep on repeating until you memorize it. The dead, the dua supplication is asked for them. They are not asked. So you make dua for the dead. You don't ask them. الموتى يدعى لهم ولا يدعون. يدعى لهم. You make dua for the dead. You don't call them. You don't ask them. They need dua. They need dua. Especially your parents. If they die upon Islam, make dua for them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والذي نفسي بيده لقد هممت أن آمر بحطب فيحتطب فيحطب فيحتطب ثم آمر بالصلاة فيؤذن لها فيؤذن لها ثم آمر رجلا فيؤم الناس ثم أخالف إلى رجال إلى رجال ما هذا؟ لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم والذي نفسي بيده لو يعلم أحدهم أنه يجد عرقا سمينا أو مرماتين حسنتين لشهد العشاء. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والذي نفسي بيده لقد هممت أن آمر بحطب فيحتطب، ثم آمر بالصلاة فيؤذن لها، ثم آمر رجلا فيؤم الناس، ثم أخالف إلى رجال لا يشهدون الصلاة فأحرق عليهم بيوتهم، والذي نفسي بيده لو يعلم أحدهم أنه يجد عرقا سمينا أو مرماتين حسنتين لشهد العشاء. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. Narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By him in whose hand my soul is, I have thought of giving orders for fuel wood to be gathered, then giving orders for salah means prayer, and having the adhan call, then ordering a man to lead the people in prayer, then going off to some people means some man who are not present at the prayer and burn down their house upon them. By him in whose hand my soul is, if one of them knew, he would find a fat, meaty bone or two fine sheep hooves, he would have attained the Isha even in prayer. Agree upon, and the wording is that of Al-Bukhari." In this hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was about to decide, he thought, if he could give order to collect fuel wood to be gathered, then he asked one of the Sahaba to lead the Salah, and he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go with some of his companions to the homes of the people and to order to burn down the house of those people, on those men who do not attend the jama'ah. And those people who do not attend the masjid for the congregational prayer, would they know that they can get even a meat or a fat meaty bone or two fine sheep hooves, they would have attained the masjid. Meaning they would have attained the Isha. Meaning if they could, they know they would have get any worldly life, they would have attained. I know a masjid, Fajr time, the weekend, they bring tea and some refreshment. A lot of people come Fajr. I know that masjid. Think about if after Fajr, there would have been every morning distribution of $50 for each one. Every morning, $50 for everyone who attend. How many people will have come? Even non-Muslims will have come. I have no doubt. Non-Muslims will have come to get $50 every day. Allah al-musta'an. But alhamdulillah, the believer, Allah gave them iman, faith. He knows that the jama'ah is better than the everything on earth, because the worldly life will disappear one day. You leave it behind. You don't take anything from it with you. Only the jama'ah prayer, only the good deeds will go with you, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. And next hadith, وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أثقل الصلاة على المنافقين صلاة العشاء وصلاة الفجر ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبوا. ويكون كل ودي حديث إن شاء الله ناري أبو هريرة الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most burden some prayers for the hypocrites are the Isha and the Fajr prayers, and if they knew means what rewards these prayers contain, they would have come to them, means in the masjid, even though they had to crawl on their knees. So in this hadith, the heaviest prayer on the munafiqin and the hypocrites is Isha and Fajr. Because Isha is time to sleep and Fajr is time to sleep. Usually people Isha time, especially some area, they already tired. They even sleep from Maghrib time. They wait Isha, sometimes sleeping. That used to happen even to the Sahaba. Sometimes they used to sleep waiting the Prophet ﷺ because people are tired. And Fajr also is sleeping time. So those time is the heaviest on the Munafiqeen. And if they would know the reward in attending the Jama'ah in Isha and Fajr, they would have come crawling on their knees. Crawling on their knees. Yani, subhanAllah, not walking normal way. How about somebody, Allah give him health, is not crawling. SubhanAllah, he may have a car or messes next to him and is still not attending. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I remember one of the one brother, we were roommate, not roommate, the same house. He used to work 5 days. He used to be off 2 days, the weekends. The days he was working, he worked at 4 a.m. night time. 4 a.m. he go to work. And he was off Saturday, Sunday. I used to work at Fajr prayer. He said he can't work. He's extremely tired. The 2 days is off, which Fajr was 6 o'clock that time. He said he's extreme, he cannot move. But when he's going to work, he work at 4 a.m. He can move 4 a.m. But he cannot move for Fajr 6 a.m. How is that? So that's a clear proof. As the body, the one who physically gets sick, cannot move. The same thing, the heart. Person cannot move if he gets sick. How it happened that person is strong, he cannot move. But all the man, all female, children, people sick, subhanAllah, some people who are handicapped, they come to the masjid crowd, and we have seen that. Wallahi. نسأل الله الكريم بأسماء الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يغفر لنا ويرحمنا ويهدينا ويرشدنا إنه سبحانه وتعالى البر الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد.